Welcome to the This Is How We Create podcast. My name is Martine Severin. I'm a commercial and lifestyle photographer based in Chicago. I'm so excited to record this intro episode and to welcome you to This Is How We Create. I've always crushed on the work of other artists, and when I look at their work, I often wonder, how did they do what they do? How did they come to choose those colors or that fabric? Or how did they craft their words? How does someone like Maya Angelou manage to pack so much feeling in just one sentence? For me, the fascination with how artists create started as a child living in Haiti. I remember one day, my mom sent me across the street to bring bolts of fabric to the village tailor. His name is Hubert. It was soon to be carnival, and my mom had decided for some reason or another that I was going to have a new carnival outfit, and Hubert was going to make that costume. As I walked across the street, my feet dragging into the dirt, I just didn't understand how several meters of fabric could actually make a costume. I felt so happy and so special that I had my own carnival outfit that year. And you know, Hubert has gone on to influence me greatly. Because of him, I've gone on to take sewing classes, and on some occasion, I make my own clothes. But that's not where it stopped. I think that I've always found inspiration wherever I've gone, and I've always been a little bit too enthusiastic, one might say, about artists and their journey and why they do the things that they do and how they create. I remember one day when I was in college, I walked into the Fogg Museum at Harvard University, and I stumbled upon the work of Seydou Keita, who was a photographer born in Mali. Seydou's work focused mostly on pop culture in Bamako, Mali in the 1940s and the 1960s. And you know, once I saw his photographs, I was so hooked. Here were photos of just beautiful and stylish, dark-skinned people looking so good and so well-posed. And as I went from photo to photo, I just was always wondering, you know, how did Seydou Keita set up his studio? How did he learn how to direct his models? And how did he light that scene? Through this podcast, we'll chat with smart and successful artists of color to discover what feeds their creativity. How have they found or are finding their artistic voice? We'll talk about the creative aspect of their lives, but we'll also talk about business as well. We'll cover branding. We'll chat about how to find new clients, among other things. I hope that through these intimate and candid conversations, you'll gain insights into the lives of creative professionals of color that are hard to find anywhere else. So come on, let's go and let's talk about creating.